Okay, the next presentation is transition from AMOVA to AMI analysis to improve accuracy in reporting of NTEP data. The authors are Scott Ebden, Kevin Morris, and Hugh Gouch. Scott Ebden will be presenting.
Thank you, Stacy. Several years ago, the NTEP Policy Board, National Turf Grass Evaluation Program Policy Board, developed some long-term goals and also missions. One was specifically to try to improve the reporting, analysis, and also a collection of their field data. And several research projects were funded. Two were actually targeted at doing a comparison between the analysis of variance procedures, which is the basis of analysis that NTEP uses of their data, with more sophisticated models, additive main effect, multiplicative interaction models, or AMI models. And both a two-year computer validation study and also a five-year field validation study was funded. And the AMI goals or objectives are very consistent with some of the long-term goals of NTEP. First of all, these AMI models are very effective in partitioning out noise or error in the data, specifically in the interaction, and in doing so is able to improve the accuracy of the data and also improve the reliability of the predictive accuracy of that data. But also these models can also perform mega environment analysis. And all this is taking a crop's growing region and then you partition it into homogeneous subregions where the locations within the same mega environment, within the same subregion, have the same interaction patterns because they have the same interaction patterns. Who wins, who loses in those mega environments, those locations are the same. So the ranking remains relatively stable from one location to another location within the same mega environment. It also allows you to then average over all those locations, and that grand mean has excellent predictive value for other locations within the same mega environment. And this in turn helps us to simplify the recommendation, because that's what statistics is all about, is summarizing the data in the most efficient way possible. So 2 years ago, the NTEP Policy Board chose to transition away from analysis of variance and to begin analyzing the data using AMI. And this is based on research, both indirect evidence through computer validation, which showed that these AMI adjusted means, which are quite different from raw means from analysis of variance, were 2 to 5 times as accurate as standard cell means average over replicate. And also there's direct evidence from field validation from NTEP cooperators that AMI suggested winners were 5 times as likely to be true winners based on those cooperators than those suggested winners from ordinary analysis of variance. So AMI is just a generalized model, and we use AMI on a routine basis because analysis of variance, the additive model, is a subcase of the AMI family of models, but also it includes more multiplicative analyses, such as principal component and also eigen analysis. The one restriction of AMI data, it must be organized as a two-way classification. So this fits in nicely with NTEP data sets because they're can be organized as genotype environment main effects with the interaction. So these AMI models, the additive component of the model targets the treatment sums of squares. It partitions the treatment sums of squares into the main effects, genotype environment main effects. Then the residual, which is multiplicative, is then analyzed using a multiplicative model eigenanalysis into a series of axes. And in the process of partitioning the interaction sums of squares, it's actually able to partition out noise and error in the data and in turn increase the accuracy of that data. So we look at the AMI family of models. It includes the AMI zero model, which is a very simple model. It's just a genotype environment main effects. Then you have the full model, AMI-F. And this is a standard model. This is the model that we all rely on. Cell means averaged over replicates. But ordinarily, those AMI-F cell means model are not the optimal model. It's rather some reduced model, like AMI-1 or AMI-2. These are the optimal models as far as accuracy. And we know this through validation. So what you have to do with the AMI is you have to validate the and identify the optimal model. We do this by computing a root mean square predictive difference. And that root mean square predictive difference, that model has the smallest root mean square predictive difference. That's the model that comes closest to the validation set, and that's the most accurate or optimal model as far as predictive accuracy. And so unlike ANOVA, the current model, or procedures rather, that NTEP uses, NTEP assumes and ANOVA assumes that the cell means it's the optimal model, but that's not the case. NTEP, or rather EMI, to model diagnosis, through validation, it identifies which model in this family of models, the optimal model, and then from that, we can report EMI-adjusted means. And those EMI-adjusted means and the suggested planting recommendations are quite different from ordinary analysis of variance. So as an example, we analyzed the 2007 NTEP Bermudagrass test. It was established in 2007, and there were 31 genotypes in the roster. And in 2008, turfgrass quality was reported for 13 locations, and some of those locations, such as Florida and also Texas, had more than one official NTEP test site. The EMI results. In 2007, the establishment year, and then a second year following establishment, in both years, it was the best model for accuracy was, in fact, the reduced models, EMI-1 and also EMI-2. I'm going to focus principally on the second year of the test, 2008 data. Here you have the EMI gain factor, which is 1.53. What that is, that's the gain in accuracy achieved using EMI-2, the more optimal model, relative to the standard model, means averaged over replicates. And, of course, NTEP uses three replicates. So if you want to achieve the same accuracy achieved using EMI-2, using analysis of variance, you'd have to increase the replications from 3 up to 4.6. And those gains in accuracy, as far as replications, that's free because it costs NTEP nothing other than a few seconds of microcomputer time. And also in that 2008 data, there were 13 reporting locations. But through megaenvironment analysis, it identified that those locations could be subdivided into three megaenvironments, where the locations within the same megaenvironment, because it has the same interaction patterns, you can actually target the same genotypes to all locations within that same megaenvironment. And furthermore, you could average across all those locations, and that grand mean for that megaenvironment has excellent predictive value for all locations within the same environment, megaenvironment. Currently, the way NTEP reports the data is according to a management schedule, maintenance schedule, Schedule A, Schedule B for Bermudagrass test. The Schedule A is just a higher level of maintenance, closer height of cut, higher nitrogen, and more regular irrigation compared to Schedule B. So NTEP will currently report the data, first of all, raw means, which are not the optimal means, but also grouped according to their maintenance schedule, somewhat an arbitrary means of reporting the data. But what we propose is that the data should be organized according to the interaction of how those locations, 13 locations, interact with the genotypes. And from that, we can get the megaenvironment. So interaction scores, for example, for North Carolina, large negative interaction score, which is just the opposite for California, large positive interaction score. So in other words, who wins, who loses in North Carolina is distinctly different and opposite from California. So in megaenvironment 1, you have 8 locations. Megaenvironment 2, you have 2 locations. Then megaenvironment 3, you have 3 locations. They share similar interaction scores, and therefore they also share similar interaction patterns. So this is megaenvironment 1. So NTEP is not going to be reporting raw means, cell means, but rather going to be reporting, for example, EMI-2 model adjusted means, which are different from raw means. And there are 8 locations in that megaenvironment. And all the locations in that megaenvironment are highly correlated with one another. But more importantly, if you average across those locations, that grand mean, again, because it's similar interaction patterns, has excellent predictive value for all locations within that same megaenvironment. Similarly, with megaenvironment 2, there's only 2 locations. They're all highly correlated because it's only a single pair. But again, megaenvironment 2 grand mean is going to be highly correlated with those 2 locations. Then lastly, megaenvironment 3, there are 3 locations. But again, that grand mean for average across those 3 locations, because again, similar interaction patterns are going to be highly correlated with that grand mean. So the grand mean is relevant. Unlike what some may believe, the grand mean is relevant, providing it's targeted at the same locations that have similar interaction patterns. So within the same megaenvironment, those megaenvironment means, again, have excellent predictive value for all the locations within that same grouping, according to their interaction scores. Megaenvironment 1 are principally negative scores. Megaenvironment 3 are large positive scores. And megaenvironment 3 is somewhat intermediate. So as you start to move away from one location in megaenvironment to another, in a distinctly different megaenvironment, you only tend to see a loss in correlation and loss in predictive value. So some of the recommended changes that NTEP is going to be making is that, first of all, NTEP is going to be reporting means according to the optimal model identified according to validation. So again, it's a large family of models. You have the AMI zero model. Those are genotype means averaged over all locations. You got AMI-F, the cell means, which is a standard model, means averaged over replicates. But typically, AMI zero and AMI-F, these are not the optimal model, but rather it's the reduced model. And those AMI adjusted means are going to be reported, not raw means. We have to get rid of any bias that you have for these cell means. And also, you have to get rid of any bias against AMI zero. Occasionally, the AMI zero model, those genotype means averaged over all locations can sometimes be the optimal model. In fact, it happened in the Pass-Palama test. So we have to let the data tell us which model in this family of models is optimal. And you can do that through validation. Then secondly, report those optimal means according to mega-environments. So those means for all genotypes, all locations within the same mega-environment can be ordered by the mega-environment grand mean. And this helps to simplify the recommendations because they're all going to have the same interaction patterns. Then the question becomes, well, what about those locations that do not have an official NTEP test nearby? We can do what we've always done, and that is just find a location, an official test location that has the same climatic conditions, same cultural conditions as your planting site. And again, I'd like to acknowledge NTEP for funding the research, which resulted in some of these recommendations. Thank you.
We do have time for a couple questions. Scott, you have a question?
Yeah. Did you use fixed or random effects in your analysis?
Fixed.